When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Shavik Das.
I'm Leslie DeMonte.
And I'm Deepti Ahuja. You're listening to Mint Etc.,
a podcast where we will talk about important developments in technology and how they will transform our lives, work, and play as we know it.
This is a special episode for Versuni. For 130 years, Philips has been an essential part of our lives. Its main focus has been on improving consumer experience. It does so not just through its resolve to be growth-oriented, but also by investing heavily in the right kind of innovation relevant to its consumers. Stepping into the new year, Versuni decided to cement this commitment by unveiling its new manufacturing facility in Gujarat, India. With an investment to bolster local infrastructure and foster employment opportunities, Versuni anticipates the creation of more than 1,000 new jobs within the community over the next 3 years. To talk to us about the company's global and local approach, or rather a global approach, we have with us Mr. Henk de Jong, the global CEO of Versuni. Hi Henk, welcome to Mint Etc. How has your trip to India been so far?
It has been lovely. It's always great to be in India, Deepti.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Lovely. Now, Versuni's main objective has been to turn houses into homes, right?
Yes.
And you've been with the company for the past 30 years.
Yes.
How has this resolve shaped up? And what are some of the key technological adoptions that have made Versuni's products innovative and intuitive?
Yeah. So let me first explain a little bit about the purpose, turning houses into homes.
Yes.
So you buy a house, but you make it your home. You live there with your family, with friends. When you go out of the house of your parents, you perhaps get married or you live together. So you find a new home. And that was so inspiring. And people saw that everywhere it was a universal need, that we took the word universal and we hustled it to Versuni. So every time when everybody that works at Versuni hears Versuni, they know it's about turning houses into homes. Now, we are the proud work. We are very proud to work with the Philips brand. We have more brands. And of course, Philips is more than 90 years in India. It brought many great innovations. And what we now see, to your question with the technology, absolutely. We see the following trends in the technology that makes the products different. So first of all, connected. So technology are becoming much more connected. So connected home. And that means that the software and the hardware are working together to make the life for the consumer easier.
Easy.
And that's very important. So if our products are very easy to connect, because yeah, if you have a connected product, it's difficult to connect, or you say, my God, it doesn't find a Wi-Fi. Yeah, why even bother? That's the first thing. Second, what we're seeing is artificial intelligence is going to help to predict or to even make sure that the performance of the product gets better, gets faster. So technology to help you to spend less time on household chores. So I can give you an example. Did you know that we have an iron, and that iron recognizes what fabric the iron is ironing?
Oh, wow.
And that means that the temperature and also the amount of steam is adapted. And it goes within a second. So when you go from jeans, where you need a lot of temperature and a lot of steam, and you go to silk, where it reacts immediately.
Mm.
And the sole plate is made in such a way that you can never burn any fabric. Impossible.
Lovely.
When you go from silk to whatever. So simple example, but helps when you're ironing to do it faster, not burn anything, and you know that artificial intelligence is helping you.
So. Very cool. You just touched a chord, because I mean I wear a lot of clothes that are mixed fabric.
Yes.
And so I need such an iron. Thank you.
Well, just buy a good Philips steam iron And you have it.
Shameless plug in there. Okay. Back in 2021, your company, just like many other legacy companies, they transitioned to a digitally focused enterprise.
Yes.
Which also began using data-driven decision making. How has your company benefited from incorporating integrated end-to-end processes, a robust data management and advanced analytics system, AI, and also it would be really cool to understand the relationship with Philips there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, we were spun off from Royal Philips.
Ah. Okay.
So we used to be part of Royal Philips, but we now are a standalone company. So you might best compare it that we left the mothership and we are now in a speedboat. And we are focused on home appliances. And that meant that in the first 2 years, we used all the IT system of Philips.
Mm.
But of course, the moment that it was decided that we'd be spun off, I then basically took the leadership of that new unit. And one of the first things that I did is to work together with other companies to give us a digital fundament. Or in other words, we went from legacy software in servers, more focused on healthcare, because Philips is moving more and more to healthcare.
Right.
And Fizuni is more and more moving to home appliances.
Yeah.
So from B2B, Royal Philips, to B2C, consumers, Fizuni. And that meant that we worked over the last 2.5 years where we have changed our complete IT landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now in the cloud, digitally enabled. And that gives us a very strong platform to very quickly innovate.
Hmm.
But not only in India, but we can do this at the same time because everything is in the cloud worldwide and we sell in over 100 countries. Yeah. So we are able to start a campaign today in India and to copy that campaign tomorrow in, for instance, Germany.
Right.
Because it is all on the same platform. So the first benefit is the speed.
Hmm.
It will help speed. The second is when we see in factories that it can help drive performance, savings, doing things smarter with AI, with lean, etc.
Hmm.
The third thing is what we see is that some of the tasks can be automated. Oh, if you, for instance, today want to make an appointment with a hairdresser, chances are very big that you talk to a bot.
Hmm.
Also in our customer service, some of the tasks that are automated are always the same. We guide the consumer very quickly to where he or she wants to go. We do that via bot and then you get a human. So
right.
It is the mix between a part artificial intelligence and a part human. And that's what I strongly believe in. I don't think that artificial will take over interaction with human completely. I think it will always be a mix.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, because otherwise you would be now talking to a bot.
You could be, and no one would know, right?
And no one would know.
Yeah. Now, developing great products is, of course, one thing, and taking it to market is another thing. You touched a little bit about that, in your previous answer. But when it comes to consumer behavior, there's been such a huge shift to online shopping.
Yeah.
From the way products are discovered online to the last mile transaction. The shift has been, it's been dynamically defining and redefining consumer journeys over quite a short period of time. So in light of all this, Henk, how has Versuni's e-commerce strategy evolved? And, I'd like to also know about the local side of things. Since you said, India, you have a campaign over here and you can probably take it to Germany.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that, India and Germany are very different when it comes to consumers.
They are very
right?
different.
Yeah, so tell us
so
about that.
It all starts with what we call the shopper journey.
Hmm.
And the shopper journey has changed. Where, in the 20, 30 years ago, before internet took such an enormous flight, you would do window shopping, you would look for shops, the shop owner or somebody that helps you would give you advice, or you sometimes heard from a friend.
Hmm.
Now the journey starts either offline, online. You see a lot of opportunities, you see all the choices. You look to star ratings of product, how people talk about a product. You see small clips on YouTube. So the first starting point is to understand that the consumer journey is changing. And that means that in order to be relevant, and what Versuni has done is that we want to be present in the beginning of that journey. The second part, when you form your opinion, and in the third part, when you take your decision.
Hmm.
And the second element that is very important is brand. So the brand, in our opinion, should be a trusted brand, should be a modern brand. And the brand that people say, hey, I really see that brand, the promise of that brand, I trust that brand. And I know that when I buy that product, you know, there's always somebody for me to help when something goes wrong, or when to really enjoy the product because I like the features, etc. And then you come to the third part, and that is, of course, how then to work together with the trade. And that is what we call omni-channel.
Right.
Because as the shopper journey is omni, you know, the way how people buy products also should be omni. So that could be online, could be offline, or it could be in modern trade, could be with a traditional trade. But the journey is still important. And our strategy is to be there where the consumer is at that moment.
Hmm.
So that means our communication is focused on that. Our investments are focused on that. And let's also not forget, we're also there for the after-sales service, because we have many, many points of after-sales service, which is very important. Quality is very important. So all of that together makes our strategy. Now, what is now the benefit of Versuni is that we have the speedboat. So we go very fast. So we react immediately. So I don't know if you know for this, but every day on my phone, I get from all over the world the products that have some of the 1-star ratings and some of the 5-star ratings.
Right.
And I go to the owner and I said, what are you doing about it?
Hmm.
So this shows the digital power of being all connected. Yeah.
Right.
And that means you learn faster, so you can do better. So yes, I understand that you say Germany and India are different.
Yeah.
But both consumers want a great experience.
Mm.
Both consumers want a great air fryer.
True.
Yeah. Only what you put in and the recipes are different.
Mm.
So?
Has there ever been a product that you've developed based on consumer feedback?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So we have made a product where we started, and we constantly asked for feedback. And that product is, for instance, the vertical steamer. So, you know, irons, you push, but you now have
horizontally.
Horizontally.
You don't have a...
Exactly.
Correct.
And now you have vertical. So vertical, for instance, cannot be a dry iron. It has to be a steam iron.
Hmm.
But, you know, you need a certain power and a certain distance from your garment. And you need to have to hang your garment somewhere.
Yeah.
And then you slightly go there. So we used all that feedback to understand, okay, how strong should be the steam boost, the product, the weight, because if it is 5 kilo, it's very difficult. Should only be 200, 300, 400 grams.
Hmm.
How long would you like to steam? And we came at a certain moment to the right balance, where we say 4 pieces of garment you can steam with the shot of water. That is the perfect amount. Because if you do 8 or 10, it becomes too heavy.
Right.
You carry too much water. And also, you need a break. You need a good cup of coffee. And also, if we could make it compact,
yeah,
that people could also take it with them to travel. So, for instance...
Lovely.
You know, I steamed this morning my shirt.
Uh-huh.
I have it with me.
Lovely.
So, a lot of consumer feedback.
Great. So GenAI has been the talk of the town since November 22. And what people don't realize is that AI has been transforming our world for decades. Increasingly, AI has also been incorporated into home appliances to make them more customized and personable. What are some of the popular AI-based Versuni products? And since you also teach, right, you teach tech and you've been at ESE Barcelona?
ESE Barcelona.
ESE Barcelona.
Yes.
You teach there. We'd also like to know what is the future of AI-based gadgets in domestic appliances space?
Yeah. So what you clearly see in AI is it helps to improve the performance of the product. So I talked a little bit about the garment care, the iron that's recognized. But let me go to another product that is taking, by the way, India by storm. That's the Philips air fryer. And we have an app called the NutriU app, where we have stored hundreds and hundreds of recipes all over the world, also from India. And you can select these recipes. You can give comments and you can send these recipes to your air fryer. And then the air fryer is executing, you know, exactly the products that of the recipe that you want. And also, it gives you a certain amount of feedback. So we start to see that products becoming more and more intelligent. Now, artificial intelligence, yes. So I'm teaching digital transformation, but I have a colleague, a professor called Sampsa Samila. He's from Finland, and he is teaching AI. And basically, you have the AI that adapts to things what's happening, but you have also what you call the learning, the generative AI.
Mm.
And what you're starting to see more and more, looking to the future, is there will be combinations between tasks performed by a person and a kind of a helpline of AI.
Hmm.
But a helpline that learns.
Oh.
And that mix is becoming better. Yeah.
Hmm.
So, for instance, if you're doing market research and you need to provide a paper. Now, everybody now knows in ChatGPT, you can say, okay, write something about this or this or that. And you get a lot of information.
Right.
Yeah. But you just don't want to send that. You also need to think about it and you need to craft it.
Yes.
And then you need to rewrite it, et cetera, et cetera. But it can help you to point you in a certain direction. So we strongly believe that there are many roads. One of the roads is there is a combination between the power and the creativity of the human being and the power and the creativity of internet and
right.
of AI. Now, that is one of the areas where we see happening a lot. Then the second thing that people always say when it's about AI, yeah, they will replace people or they will replace certain jobs. So there normally, what I say is that when you go back in time and you look, for instance, to the job of bookkeeping, that was a good job in the 60s and the 70s.
True.
Yeah. So when you were a bookkeeper, but today if you say I'm a bookkeeper, people look a little bit strange. Says, what does exactly a bookkeeper
right.
do? And that is it. Because Lotus 1-2-3, Windows was launched, Excel file was launched, and then the job of bookkeeper slowly disappeared. And you got the job of analyst, of accountant, business accountant, and all this kind of thing. So technology is also enabling new jobs, new way of thinking. And that is, I think, where I think is the much more positive way of looking at it. Now, for India, it is a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah.
Because in India, there is so much tech industry. There are so many bright people here, you know. They can be connected to all over the world. We know that a lot of outsourcing is happening here. So companies abroad bring certain services here. But the moment you have the services, you can go up in the food chain and more add value. And that AI, generative AI, can help you to do so. So I see quite a bright future for the tech industry, especially here in India, to further innovate and to prosper and to blossom.
Yeah, recently we were just at the Mint AI Summit, and this is exactly what we were all discussing. Every time we discuss AI, India and AI seem to be inevitable. Lovely.
Yes, but you're not the only one. You know that.
Of course.
But you are ahead. Yes,
yeah.
With outsourcing and with this. And the other thing what I also want to share with you, because I have the privilege of visiting many, many countries, the creativity here in India is really almost second to none.
We call it Jagar.
Yeah. And that is, of course, powerful, because don't forget, AI in a combination with creativity, you know, and mindset of great women and great men, that's very powerful.
Awesome. So, you know, when we are talking about India, I think innovation, urbanization, premiumization, all of these are key factors that are driving this market. As per an estimate by retail.com, the small domestic appliances segment in India is worth 2.7 billion euros. And I think according to Statista, this market is set to grow at 4.7% rate annually in the next 5 years. That's quite a bit. I wonder if this is one of the reasons, another one of the reasons actually, to set up manufacturing units in India. And what are your expansion plans here?
Yeah. Now, we have been over 90 years in India. And Fazuni works with two brands, with the Philips brand, but also with the Pretty brand. And that's a famous brand in the south of India, around Chennai and Bangalore. It's a brand that has a very high market share and is very much loved by the Indian consumers in the south. So we work with both brands. So we have amplified our factory in Chennai last year. Mm-hmm. And 2 days ago, I had the privilege to open a second factory in Ahmedabad, where we're going to produce mixers. We're going to produce the vertical steamers that I just talked about.
Right.
And we are going to produce there the Philips air fryers. We hope over time to employ around 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. We see a very good opportunity to grow these products in the market in India. You clearly said it's a good market, it's a growing market, it's absolutely true. But what makes it for us very interesting and why it fits so well to Philips and to Pretty, it's a market that's very open to innovation.
Right.
So if you would say that there is a better way to frying than to fry in oil, to fry without oil, or adding a little bit olive oil and just having a perfect end result with the Philips air fryer, you would say to me, dreaming. But it is taking India by storm. That's why we have invested in the factory, because we think the product should be made for India in India.
Lovely.
And we have localized already 75% for all the components. So the plastic, the metal, and some of the technology is coming also from India. So here you see that technology, the Indian market, and also our passion for bringing great innovations to Indian households can work very well together. So right. I was very happy with that second factory. So we're looking to the future with a lot of confidence here in India.
Lovely. And is innovation a part of it? I mean, these are manufacturing units that we are talking about.
Yes, innovation is part of it because you get a lot of feedback. People use products. I just gave the example of the vertical steamer, but also in air fryer, we get a lot of feedback, for instance, on recipe.
True.
So you make small tweaks to the platform in order to always get a better end result. So, for instance, I give you an example. We are going to launch, and it's a small secret I already know, next month we're going to launch some accessories to go with the air fryer. Where you can basically come up with great baking options. So you can bake a cake in the air fryer.
In the air fryer.
You can bake a cake in the air fryer. You can boil an egg in the air fryer. You can toast bread in the air fryer. There are all kind of, and of course we have also special Indian, like chicken 65, all these kind of recipes.
Right.
We have the accessories. And these are coming ideas from Indian consumers.
Interesting.
Yes.
So cool. Lastly, what's your favorite appliance that you think is a must-have in all of the Indian households and why?
Yeah, I already said it. I think every Indian household should have a Philips air fryer. And the reason is that it is...
No,
yes, it is a
something other than
something
an air fryer.
Okay, I would say coffee maker. I love a very good cup of coffee. Here in India, you have great coffee. You produce fantastic coffee. Coffee is becoming more popular. And
coffee has always been a part of our culture.
Yes, as tea and coffee. Mm-hmm. And I just love the taste and it wakes me up in the morning. So that's my favorite.
La 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 la. Thank you so much, Henk. It was a pleasure interacting with you.
And thank you very much for having me.
So folks, that's it for this episode. You are listening to Mint Etc. You can reach out to us on LinkedIn if you have any questions. Our handles are in the description.
This episode was produced by me, Deepti Ahuja. It was edited by Amrinder Singh. Catch you next week.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.